obviously had a good break with the Lions finishing in April, and obviously been on Crick Info, seeing how my county does, Hampshire. So they've been doing really quite nicely. I think a lot of guys are in form. So I've been looking forward to getting involved the last couple of weeks.
What a winter it's been for you. The T20 trophy, whichever country you're in, seems to follow you around, because having taken the English title, then you take the South African one with Lions as well.
Yeah, it's going quite nicely in that sort of format. No, we had a good year with the Lions. So, it's always makes it a little, the season go a little quicker, a little bit more rewarding when you're winning. And obviously the last sort of year with Hampshire winning the 40 over, then the 2020, and obviously with the Lions winning as well. It's been a good year and a half.
Yeah, I know you contributed nicely in the final as well, but you were struggling a bit in the final, weren't you, out there? They said you were struggling to run between the wickets.
End of the season, back-to-back county season. So I'm hoping the month and a half break that I've just had is going to stand me in good stead. So that's why I'm playing it.
At this stage of your career, I guess downtime is as important as uptime, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a catch-22. The knee's feeling really good. I've had a few weeks off, and obviously you can get into the gym and really work the legs. But starting again, cricket fitness, you're back to square one. I can start feeling the glutes from picking up balls and arms from throwing today. So, I've been keeping a little active in South Africa. So hopefully, not too much time to find your way. You got to, hit the ground running.
You certainly have. You've got a championship game coming up Wednesday. You've got two home championship games. I know that you're going to be a bonus for Hampshire in that format, because although things have been going okay, the weather has played a bit of a part. I guess you've gathered from speaking to the lads.
Yeah, it's funny. I think in my years that I've played for Hampshire, I don't think I've missed too much with weather and rain. So when everyone says they've had a bit of a break, hasn't happened in my Hampshire career. I haven't had too many rained off days. So hopefully I'm bringing some good weather. And, I think, we're sitting sort of reasonably in the mid-table, but I think it's wins that we need, and obviously the weather hasn't been helping. So one or two more wins and we're right up there.
I know the county obviously were keen to get you back for the one-day formats and the T20 particularly. Do you envisage playing every championship game while you're here? Will your body stand up to that?
Yeah, I hope so. Body's been good, touch wood, but that's what obviously I've been brought over to do. So flat out for me, as I said, just hit the ground running in all formats, and I want to contribute as much as I can, and keep the ship sailing in the direction that it's going, because it all looks positive. It's nice to catch up with the guys now, and all the guys are excited how they've been going this season. So there's quite a bit of optimism around, so let's hope we can put some good results together.